Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock. Welcome to your BF Thursday. Celebrate the most important meal of the day twice, or at least once by having breakfast for dinner. And take a picture, tag us. Let's go ahead and make a movement. What once was, Taco Tuesday can now be as popular again on Thursday with everyone's favorite breakfast foods. This hour on the show, place your bets, Allie. You think Dr. Dre is going to stop by or no?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I would place it at a 30%
chance. 30%
chance.
Dr. Dre is in the building. There's a chance we may or may not be able to snag. I told Johnny to go service the security guards and convince them.
I think that was already happening.
Yeah, he was already doing that. He didn't realize who they were. Oh, those were Dr. Dre's security guards? I'd already done that. Anyway, we'll see if he stops by this hour. If not, don't worry. We have a giant TV to give you and a mountain of meat. So we'll make that. That's what Johnny's last hour was. So if you want the giant TV, just in time for Father's Day. It's going to be a good hour as we hear from all fathers that share with us their dad fessions. Right around Mother's Day, we do mom fessions. And these are times when moms know that they failed as a mother, at least temporarily, because they forgot to put their baby in the car seat and instead left the kid on top of the car or whatever.
Whoops,
and oopsies, it happens. Mommy brain.
Makes the babies resilient.
We've all done things that we're not proud of, but we give you an opportunity to share with us some of your dad fessions. One of you will leave here with a brand new TV and a bunch of money to spend on whatever you want. We recommend a mountain of meat, and that'll be happening courtesy of our friends at Vons Albertsons Pavilions, TV courtesy of our friends at TCL. So that's coming up later this hour. Right now, though, we say good morning to caller 20, which puts us on Isabella in Los Angeles. Good morning, hi. Isabella.
Hi, good morning.
You are the 20th caller, which means a couple of things for you. You're going to go see Evanescence at the Forum coming up in July. And if we call you back on Monday, you're going to see them again in Montreal, Canada.
Thank you. Yay. Thank you.
That is the excitement we're looking for.
I'm looking forward to that.
Hey,
it's almost Vanessa level excitement.
Almost, not almost, but not nearly as close as Vanessa. Let me see if she can match Vanessa's level of excitement here. This is Vanessa's level of excitement. This is, of course, after Colombia got their third goal to win their World Cup match yesterday. Can you match that level of excitement, Isabella?
Yes. This is so hard.
Not even
it's
close.
It's so hard. She
not
says
even
it's
close.
So hard.
It is exhausting. Hold on one second.
She has a lot left, though.
When Vanessa sent us that last night, I was listening to some of her celebrations. I played that in my living room, and two things happened. One is my dog started going berserk. My dog was freaking the F out.
Well, because they can...
It just started spinning in circles and barking wildly. This sound, apparently dogs cannot handle it. It's hard for humans to handle, for dogs.
But imagine, because their hearing is so much better than humans, and they can hear those frequencies at a much stronger level.
And my wife ran downstairs in a towel and said, "What is that sound?" And I go, "That's Vanessa." And she goes, "That was not human."
Are the skunks back?
I go, "It's mating season." Clearly, coyote mating season. Lots to get into this hour on the show. We kick things off with a lightning round of Johnny Doesn't Know next at 800-520-1067. Call now. It's one question only. You'll feel better about yourself and worse about the future of society. Postmaster Johnny will be entering the K-Rock studios. If you want to see his brain explode in real time, you can check us out as we are streaming on YouTube right now as well. It's been a difficult week this week for Johnny Doesn't Know. Just when we thought he had it all figured out, was getting a bunch of them right in a row. It has been a tough, tough week this week for Johnny, but he's given us some hilarious wrong answers. And every once in a while, he does stumble into the right answer, but it still sounds wrong when he does it. So once again, you get to hear the man think in real time. It's time for hold on one second.
System's
we will get
crashing,
into
system's crashing.
Our system's crashing, which means everything is going according to plan. Johnny, you feeling smart today or no?
I'm feeling great. Yeah? I'm having a great time this morning.
We will get into your game in a moment. I want to warn you that the topic today is something that is it's a term you've heard for sure, but the question is, will you know what it means? It's time for Johnny Doesn't Know.
Johnny Doesn't Know.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, Johnny Doesn't Know.
I didn't know Vegas was, like, in bed for, like, a while.
Johnny doesn't know. Johnny doesn't know.
Gelato sounds like Jell-O.
Johnny doesn't know.
It, like, goes wiggles.
I also want to point out what an absolute warrior. Legend Allie is right now, because in the process of her trying to find the intro for Johnny Doesn't Know, she's jabbing herself.
Yeah, do you have to do that right now?
With hey, you have to do it at 9.
She has to give herself this shot of progesterone every day around 9. She almost always forgets and then freaks out. And
no,
then,
I have one song to do it. And I have one song
she
to do
was,
it.
So she's jabbing herself. She
happened to be a short
a
song.
A needle with one hand, and that Blink song was so short that she was rummaging and obviously trying to get Johnny's theme song on, but still injecting herself. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of shows on the radio now. I promise you, there's no other show where the person is trying to find something.
Bro, these better be twins with all this effort and everything we got going on. We better be getting like triplets or twins or quadruples.
I'm hoping for quads.
Yeah, dude. We need some quints in here.
Allie was saying that her number was supposed to be doubling, her blood number, or HGC or whatever number.
HCG.
And she said that number has now been quadrupling. She was supposed to be at 5,000 yesterday or whenever she got checked last.
Well, I was expecting, I was like, you know, I think a good range would be like between 4,000 and 6,000 at the next blood draw.
And listen to this. Listen to her number.
13,700.
So that's got to be at least 5-6 kids in there.
They overdosed on you, man. You're going to...
I don't know what's going on.
Allie's
going
to be the new Octomom. This is very exciting for all of us. I mean, have you actually really thought about the reality?
No, not thinking about it. It's not going
to
happen.
Of them saying to you, this is crazy and it only happens one in a million, but you have triplets inside of you?
I don't think there... If there's more than one, there's two max. I don't think there's a realistic possibility that there would be 3 to 4 in there.
That's the biggest mush ever. You're such a mush that whenever you say that, like, I guarantee you.
I feel like they just doubled again I said that.
You're so screwed. That is literally going to happen now. You're going to have triplets.
That's amazing.
Nice.
All right. I'm excited for this.
Who wants to live in my commune?
Oh, man, it's going to be great. All right, Johnny. We got one question for you, one question only.
Let's go.
All you have to do is see, predict, will Johnny know the answer to this? We go to Inglewood and we say good morning to Fernando. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Sweet Dibs.
Here's the question for Postmaster Johnny. There's been a lot of talk this week, last week, but primarily this week about SpaceX and particularly the IPO. Will Johnny know what IPO means, yes or no?
Johnny's super cool, but I don't think he's going to know.
All right. He says you will not know what IPO means. Up for grabs, a prize of some sort here from K-Rock. Johnny? You've heard a lot. I'm sure you've heard about the SpaceX IPO, right? Have you heard that conversation?
No.
No.
Cool.
Not a single... Not at all.
It's a hard conversation to avoid. It's actually happened on this show a few times.
Numerous times.
So Johnny's unaware of that, but he says you will not know what IPO stands for, what it means.
You guys have talked about it on air?
Multiple times.
Many times.
Wow.
But forget about us. I mean, just society in general. There's been a lot of conversation about it.
See, I don't know many space words. So if I'm going to go letter by letter, let's break it down. I could be like interstellar.
Mm-hmm.
P, the only P space words I know is Pluto and planet. So I'm going to go with planet. So we have
interstellar
planet. O, see, that's where you got me right there, because O, it could be a lot of things. I'm going to go with either orbit or...
Who's the most powerful person on the planet?
Oh, who's... God?
Oprah.
The planet? The most powerful person on the planet is God?
Well, what do you want me to say? Jesus or something like that?
No, Oprah.
Oprah?
You're looking for an O, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm looking for an O. But Oprah's not that powerful, though.
Wrong about that.
She has a house in Montecito. That's all we know about Oprah.
She could probably buy an interstellar planet if she wanted to.
So, Johnny, you believe that IPO is a space term?
Well, yeah, it's describing space, so it's got to be about space.
Where did you come up with that theory?
You just said IPO was about NASA.
There's been a lot of talk about the IPO for SpaceX this week, but IPO is a term that's used for a variety of different things.
Oh, so it's not related specifically to space?
No.
Do you know SpaceX?
Yeah, Elon Musk's little space company that he flies to.
And what happened to that?
To fly to my little company.
What happened this week?
He became a trillionaire, the first trillionaire. Right. Or he's on the road to becoming the first trillionaire. Oh, so he's a trillionaire. Oh, the T stands for trillionaire.
The T in IPO stands for trillionaire?
Wait, sorry.
Okay, Fernando, congratulations. You said Johnny would not know, and he clearly does not know. IPO has to do less with space and more with stock.
Oh, it's about money? Yeah. That's it? Oh, boring. Come on, dude. What does it really stand for?
Interstellar.
Yeah, interstellar.
No.
Planet Oprah.
No.
Planet Oprah.
You got it. Everyone knows now. Now you have it. All right. Well, Johnny, we can't, like a lot of things, we're not going to tell you the right answer because we're going to let you go through life not knowing this.
Where's my phone? I'm going to ask Siri right now what this is. I don't even
know. I would love to even hear how you're asking Siri.
Yeah, I would say, like, hey, what does OPO stand for?
All right, here. No. You can take my phone.
Can I borrow your phone real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Siri, what does OPO stand for?
Does my Siri pick you up or no?
No.
No, she doesn't recognize your low testosterone voice.
Can I get that? Okay.
Probably what it is.
Siri, what does OPO stand for?
OBO stands for Or Best Offer.
Or Best Offer.
You got it. All right. Sorry, Fernando. You got to it eventually. Once again, Johnny, it was IPO. We got to take a break. We're back in a second. Chance for you to win an amazing TV. This is great. If you're a dad, you need a TV to avoid your family this Sunday, but year-round, really. All the sports happening. Get ready for the new football season. That's not too far away. You got World Cup action. And TCL's hooked us up with these big 75-inchers. As we continue to give away 100 inches of TVs all week. And all we are looking for from you is your dad fashion. Something that you will confess over the airwaves of K-Rock about a time that maybe you were not the greatest dad. Something you did. And maybe you put your kids' life at risk. But you know what? Funny story now. Ha-ha. Looking back, it's time for dad fashions. 800-520-1067. A TV and a mountain of meat is yours next on K-Rock.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Sunday is Father's Day, and we are giving you right now the father of all giveaways.
The father of all giveaways.
Every day this week, TVs and mountains of meat. What dad out there doesn't want a bigger TV and a bigger mountain meat? We're going to make that happen for you right now. And today the question we have on K-Rock is, what is something you'd like to confess? Maybe you don't even want to confess it, but you will, because the prize is just that good, and perhaps you've been holding it deep down inside. You got away with it. I dodged a bullet, and I believe that everyone, even Omar, a good dad like Omar, probably had some oopsies, close call moments, and they realized, ooh, I will never do that again, or whoopsies.
And I will never tell my wife.
That is something my wife will never find out about. And
how close my kid came to death.
It's great, all of the times I've almost killed my kids before they could speak, because then I was like, all right, the victimless crime. Yeah. They're alive, and they can't possibly say what happened.
They can look at me with their eyes being judgmental, but once they can't say anything.
Once they learned words and they said things like, Daddy, let me drive the car, then we've got a real problem. So it's time now for Dad Fessions, up for grabs, giant TV, and money for you to spend, thanks to our friends who are hooking us up with gift cards all week to Vons, Albertsons, Pavilions. If you add up everything, it's thousands of dollars worth of meat and hundreds of inches worth of TVs. And we say good morning now to Daniel on K-Rock. Welcome to the first Dad Fession. You can use fake names if it makes it easier to share the story. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, what's up? So my son was about 10, 12 years old, around that age, 10, 11, and he was out riding his skateboard. He falls, and he hits himself, obviously, and then he's like, oh, my wrist hurts. I'm like, suck it up. There's nothing wrong. And then after weeks of complaining, I finally took him to a doctor, and I was like, if there's nothing wrong with you, I'm going to break your own arm. Mm-hmm. Turns out it was broken.
Oh. So he was complaining about his sore wrist, and you said, suck it up, there's nothing wrong. And it turns out after weeks of that, you finally brought him in, and they said it's been broken for weeks.
Yeah, my wife actually didn't get away with it. You know, obviously had to get him on a cast.
Yeah.
Did you still call him a pussy?
Yeah. This happened to me when I was a kid. Did it start healing wrong, and did they have to re-break it?
Yeah, okay, let's hold on 1 second. He's on line three. Yeah, did they have to break it again?
No, I did that.
Yeah, Omar, that's it, because you, similar situation. You broke something, and your mom refused.
I broke something, and then it was swollen, and they're like, nah, you're fine. And then about a week and a half later, they took me to the doctor, and from what I remember, there was no anesthesia, whatever. They placed my hand on top of the table, and the doctor just slammed his hand on my wrist and rebroke it.
Broke it again, yeah.
And I was just screaming bloody murder. Yeah.
It turns out you're the pussy.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Dad
That's
fashions.
The old school method. They just slam their hand on your wrist?
No, that's what they did. Yeah.
Oh. No more bad insurance. It's a $3 more for the anesthesia. No.
No, that's fine.
Say good morning now to Alexander. Dad Fessions time. You're in a safe space, technically. You can admit anything you'd like to admit, and we will not judge you, but we may reward you with a nice TV. What's up?
Hey, Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Really? All right. So my son was about 4 years old, and we were at the park. He was on the apparatus, and he was up pretty high, and I told him to jump down that he would make it. You know, he would land on his feet. So I assumed he was going to land on his feet. He goes for the jump, and he, like, goes horizontal immediately and, like, face plant on the metal, you know, the base. And I was like, oh, my. And I wasn't close enough to catch him. So he falls. I run up there. I grab him quickly. He starts crying. I had to take him to the doctor to make sure he didn't have a concussion or anything. Unfortunately, his mom did find out.
Oh, no.
So,
we're divorced now. Okay. That's such a dad thing to do, though, to be like, dude, you can make it. Come on, you got this.
You don't think you have to give all the details, like jump and remember to land on your feet.
Yeah, that's just a given.
Jump, and the guy probably tries to fly like Superman and lands in his face. That's a bummer right there. All right, well, there you go. He lives to tell the tale. And that's back in the good old days when the playgrounds used to not have that, you know, foam everywhere. It was just all steel and metal.
Oh, yeah. Those things. And they, like, rust, too, and hurt
your arms. Yeah, three options. It was either going to be, like, tetanus, a giant third-degree burn because the sun would hit it, or some sort of
chafe so bad on your skin.
All right, well, once again, can't be a good dad all the time.
He was probably so mad at his kid, too. Be like, why'd you jump like that, you idiot?
Rick, dad fashions. Don't have to be times you almost killed your kid, but sadly, that is the stories we're getting, and that's okay. We're here for it. What's up, Rick?
Yeah, we unknowingly, I took my son on the most dangerous hike in the United States. On the way home on a road trip, we stopped by Angel's Landing in Utah, and we were hiking it, and there's a section where it's a chain. You're just supposed to hold on to it because it's cliffs on both sides.
Oh,
if you fall, you die.
If you fall, you die. And was this kid, did he hike at all, or is this his first time out in the wilderness?
Oh, he's athletic.
Okay.
But we're up there, and he likes to tempt me and, you know, mess with me. So he's letting go of the chain, joking around, and I'm freaking out. So he thinks he's hilarious, you know.
And I mean, it is.
We get it is now. So then we get to the top, we come down, and we're talking about it, and, just, you know, we didn't know it was the most dangerous hike. And we're talking about it, and these ladies who are walking in front of us, they're like, you guys just took your 10-year-old up there? I'm like, yeah, why? She's like, that's the most dangerous hike in the United States, and I didn't believe her.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had to look it up, and we're like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, yeah, well, probably, what do they recommend, age 18 plus?
Yeah, and that was the thing where it's like, all right, don't tell mom. You know?
Yeah, don't tell mom. What are you gonna say we did? I just said went to Walmart.
That's
dangerous too.
Yeah, it's just any dad putting their kid in a dangerous situation. You can think of that as being a bad father, or you could think of being like a great dad, right? Giving your kid these once in a lifetime experiences.
Yeah, once again, happy ending, survival. So you've got the story now, but the reality that he very easily could have fallen to his cliffs on both sides. Hold on to the chain.
Why does it even be a hike?
Marcus on K-Rock. Let's talk about dad fashions now. These are things that you probably wouldn't necessarily want the mother of your child to know about. But, you can share them over the airwaves of K-Rock. Someone's getting a big TV and a pile of meat.
All right, this is my dad's fashion. You guys are trying to get me killed because he's sitting outside the car about to get in at any second. So my dad's fashion is a Halloween last year, and I got my two kids, 87. So I hear the kids get in, and I hear a door close. I'm assuming both kids are in. I'm pulling off, and my daughter's screaming, telling me that I left my son. I look in the mirror, and he's running down the street in his Flash costume, crying, with his hands swelling, by himself. And it's like 1,000 kids out there in Ladera, so it's like so many people out there. And he's so, like, he's 7, that's my youngest. And he's running down the street crying after the car. And I stop, and he gets in the car, you left me. I'm like, and I'm mad at him because I left him. Oh, it was bad.
Well, at least he was dressed like the Flash because it fits for the whole visual that we're seeing, which is a little kid to Flash costume running
Please,
after his...
Please, no! What a superhero.
That's my dad driving off right there. I've done that. I've done a variation of that before where you...
Leaving without one of the kids?
Well, you just hear the door close and you assume...
You don't check back there before you drive away? Don't you want to make sure they're, like, properly in the car and seatbelted?
At some point, I hear click, and I go, all right, I think that was two clicks.
I think it's enough clicks.
That's enough clicks. Time to move on.
So you're giving your kid the...
I've never officially done the drive-off, but I've definitely done the doors closed, car on, moved it into drive, and then realized, oh, wait, there's only one back there. Two is tricky, Ellie. Good luck with the triplets you got coming your way. That's going to be difficult.
I don't have triplets.
Joe, it's a Dad Fashion on K-Rock. What's up, Joe?
Yes, my dad session was, you know, my kids, they had just gotten a PlayStation for Christmas. It was near New Year's, and they were just so much into it that they played so much. And I would tell them, you know, you guys need to get out. We need to get out more and play more in the yard. And they were fussing and complaining, well, we don't know what to do with that. And I gave them some bad advice, not the best advice. But I told them, you know, you guys, because they didn't know what to do. So I said, you guys can go out there and play ball or just butter up the dog and see who can catch him. And yeah, literally they got the Crisco and the butter, and they got our German Shepherd all buttered up, and he made a mess. There was like blobs of, you know, just butter and Crisco and hair on the furniture, on the couches. It was really bad. And
yeah, I bet you wish that they had just stuck with the video games.
Yes,
the best advice you could give your kids for things to do outside was either play ball or butter up the dog and try to catch it?
Correct, yes. And he got me in trouble with the wife.
I mean, it's a great idea. So entertaining. Yeah, did they catch him?
Well, yeah, they were chasing him inside the house. That was a bad thing.
Inside the house?
They would have did it outside, it would have been a different story, but they did it indoors.
You didn't specify. This is an outside activity. Yeah.
The dog is like licking himself?
Dog fight, I love that game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and we still talk about this. It's a story we share, very common, you know, and we're like together with family or friends. You know, sometimes the story just comes up.
You know what time it is? Time to Crisco up the dog.
Butter up the dog. It's Thanksgiving.
That's all right.
That's amazing.
It's in front runner right now. John, Dad Fessions, what's up?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
All right, so one time, my seven-year-old, he was wanting to go on Ghost Rider for the first time. So I took him, and then when we went, I ended up getting kicked off because I was too big, and I totally forgot that I left him on the ride, and I ended up leaving him on there by himself.
Oh, my God.
They threw you off because it's also a shameful moment when you're too big to ride the roller coaster, and you got tossed off, but your little boy was on there.
Yeah.
Probably freaked out when
he
got off.
He's all laughing.
As well.
Yeah, he was on there by himself.
All right, well, Allie, there's no shortage of dad fashions here. We have to discuss some of these. I know there's a bunch on the text line as well.
323 said that they doctored pictures of them with their son at Disneyland to trick the son into thinking I was there for all five of his birthdays.
Oh, man. He just photoshopped himself in the background?
Yes.
There I am.
I was there. What are you talking about?
I know you don't remember it, but look at these pictures. I must have been there. That's some good dad fashioning
right there.
I like that. We will play this one from 311. Have a conversation here. Decide which one of these stories, as if we need to discuss it. I mean, I feel like Butter Dog Guy's getting a TV, but
503, Butter Dog for the win.
Butter Dog for the win. If you're bored or you've run out of things to do this summer already, because kids have been out of school for a week, just remember, a tub of Crisco is still only about $3. Dogs, they're running all over the place. The game writes itself. We'll come back, announce the winner, give away this TV next on K-Rock. K-Rock Klein Alley Show. 323 says everyone here is playing for second place, and I assumed he meant behind Butter Dog Guy, but he says, I didn't find out till I was older that my dad used to hide his crack pipe in my room growing up with my toys. That is some dad fashion right there. These are getting rather extreme.
Great hiding place, though.
Great hiding place. Last place you think anyone else would look. Quickly, Conrad, I know a lot of dads want to just get some stuff off their chest, and maybe you leave here with a giant TV and a bunch of meat. Conrad, quickly, what's up?
So, I went to my union picnic with my son, and they had a Budweiser truck, and they had these horses. I put my son on the horse, started drinking, and I forgot about him totally.
So it sounds like that would have happened to you.
Wait, you left them on the Clydesdales outside the Budweiser truck?
Well, I left them. They had like these horses that go around, you know, like a. Anyways, it was like for kids and stuff. So
you put him on the horse, and then you went back to drinking and forgot that he was still on a horse.
Yep. Hours later.
Hours later.
Still there.
Still on the horse.
On the horse?
Still horse. He was the only one crying. His tears dried up a couple of times.
Oh, my God. All right. Well,
that horse must have been exhausted.
Can't wait to see that commercial during the Super Bowl this year. It sounds great. Let me say hi quickly to Charles. A lot of these dad fashions when making other dads that have not done this yet feel better about themselves. What's up, Charles?
Yeah, hey, 2 years ago, 4th of July, I've got the kids, and I stopped to get gas. Well, there's a car, after getting snacks and stuff, there's a car that looks just like mine, and somehow my boy gets in that car. They don't notice. I don't notice. Driving down the road, my daughter says, "Where's Kyle?" I go, "He's in the back seat." She goes, "Uh-uh." And I look, he's not there, and I'm thinking, what the F? And the only thing I knew to do was to call the CHPs. And just luckily, those people who had my kid in their car ended up calling the CHPs, too, and was able to get my son back.
That's an unbelievable story and a total fail on your part, but a beautiful happy ending right there.
I'm so glad there wasn't some predator who was like, well, what a happenstance. Hello
Man,
there.
Turns out it's going to be my year.
I didn't even have to work for this.
Allie, listen, a lot of these, thank you for everyone. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all these stories. A lot of dad fashions here. Someone's going to get the giant TV today and all that money to spend on meat. Do we need to discuss this? Do we have a clear front runner? I like those last batch of stories as well.
Yeah, those were great too, but I think buttering up the dog is
Hey, Joe.
Yes, Joe here.
You had to come up with a game in your house called Butter Dog, which I don't think anyone has ever played before or since. It was where your kids got to Crisco up the dog and chase it around the house. It ruined couches, it ruined dogs, but it brought you memories forever. And have you ever played Butter Dog again since?
No, not ever since. No, right. I've never recommend that to anybody.
What is your what is the current situation with your TV right now?
I got a pretty old TV.
Well, congratulations. It is an honor to give you a brand new 75-inch TCL TV. You're very welcome. Hold on, and a bunch of money.
You
could spend.
I'm so appreciative.
You're trampling all over our air check.
I'm trying to get a goddamn air check for the sponsor, so just hang on with your compliments for a second. We get it. We're the best.
Thank you.
75-inch TCL TV will be yours. And think of all the butter you could buy at Vaughn's, Albertsons, and Pavilions.
Oh, my God.
$100.
Butter up the dog for days.
Or the Crisco. You could play that game all summer long. Hang on. Thanks for sharing that story. Made a lot of people laugh this morning, so thanks for sharing with us. Got to take a super quick break. We're back in a moment. That guy is about to get a massive TV upgrade. We'll be right back with more show, and your final TV and chance to win will be coming up. We're thinking about either doing it tomorrow or maybe holding it till Monday, giving it away after Father's Day for anyone who gets royally screwed with all that homemade stuff and pairs of socks.
Yeah, and doesn't get anything they really want. Because I think if I've learned anything from Father's Day shopping, it's that no one knows how to shop for dads.
Yeah.
Whatsoever.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. We got your news to get to in another hour of the show and potentially a pop-in visit from the great Dr. Dre. Place your bets. That'll all be coming up next on KROQ.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
So yesterday afternoon, there was yet another shelter-in-place order that was issued out after there was this big fire in Boyle Heights at a cold storage facility, a big, giant 500,000 square foot storage facility, and it was the solar panels that were on fire on the roof. Usually it's a great idea to go solar. We all know this, but I bet this storage facility was regretting that decision because there was a huge fire on the roof. Huge, huge plumes of black smoke everywhere. You could see it from miles away.
I heard the alarms. The alarms were blaring. I mean, that was clear. I mean, that really lets you know there's an emergency. That is a
really does grab your attention.
That's a real, real shelter-in-place noise right there.
I think even the fire quit after that.
Yeah.
One tactic that the firefighters used, which was incredible, was they started doing water drops, helicopter water drops, onto the roof, which they don't normally ever do in urban areas because of the dangers of it, and they think that the roof would collapse because the water's obviously very heavy. But they said this tactic, this out-of-the-box thinking, was what put the fire out way, you know, more quickly than they originally would have been able to. It was done by, like, 6 p.m., and now they're thinking that they're going to use this as a tactic more often, water dropping onto people's homes or to buildings and commercial buildings and things like that to put out building fires, because those can spread pretty quickly. And if they just do one of those giant water drops, makes a big difference.
Does
and apparently
mean
it helped last yesterday.
We can start parking in front of hydrants again?
Yes, I think we're
great.
Good.
All right. Mm-hmm. You heard it here first, guys. Hydrants are now free spots. Take them.
Space Jam 2 with LeBron James did not live up to expectations. It
no.
came out in 2021. It would have been better if the long-awaited sequel was not about a basketball game at all. Apparently, one of the first ideas for the sequel was to make it about skateboarding instead and have Tony Hawk starring in the sequel instead of LeBron James. That idea was shelved, and they ultimately went with the LeBron idea because they thought it would make more money, which it probably did, but it didn't make a great movie. Now, Tony Hawk said he is still down to do a Space Jam with skateboarding. And he said if they call him up, he will take the call. He said, if Warner Brothers is interested, I'll take the call. Let's get it while I can still skate. Unbelievable that he still can skate.
Do you think there's any truth to this at all, or is he just placing that out there because he realizes...
No, he was asked about it.
Because, I mean,
for him... It's not like he brought it up.
Right, but for him to mention it now is to just kind of remind people, because, you know, the way these executives work at these studios, they're constantly shuffled around every couple of years.
Yeah, but he didn't bring it up. Somebody asked him about it. It's not like he was just out of the blue going, hey, by the way, I want to do this.
It's a great idea. By the way, Allie and I were going to be... They were going to do a Space Jams about radio, but they decided to not do that because I didn't think it would make a lot of money. But if they're interested in doing that one, we're also on board.
It's just a bald Bugs Bunny in a Hawaiian shirt.
just pushing buttons all day.
Paying actors to do Ryan's roses. That would be funny, actually.
That's a good bit right there. You gotta keep it going.
And then for the first time in more than a decade, Chick-fil-A is no longer the top-rated fast food restaurant.
No.
Yes. They do the annual customer satisfaction index study every single year. So everyone votes on what their favorite fast food place is. And every year it's Chick-fil-A for the last 11 years. But now, edging them out by 1 point, who do you think has unseated Chick-fil-A?
I feel like it's always like Whataburger, one of those places
we
don't
have
here.
It's a place that we've talked about that we both love.
Oh, Jersey Mike's.
Yes, Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's.
And that's a place that's, you know, it's just sandwiches. That's what they do, but they do it very well. And we love Jersey Mike's. I know you have an issue with the assembly line sometimes if they have pickup orders and things like that.
It's a flawed system. If you have someone there in the flesh who wants a sandwich, they should immediately take priority over whatever takeout delivery order you're working on. That's all places. That's not just them.
You know, I went in actually to pick up some sandwiches, and usually their sandwiches are ready within like 4 minutes of ordering. You can go pick it up. It's ready. And I went in there and everything was on the ground. There was lettuce everywhere. It looked like a bomb had gone off, and this guy was by himself, and he was like, "Sorry, who are you and what did you order? We've had an emergency."
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, happened?
They get hit with a lot of orders and it's just some chaotic.
I was so overwhelmed.
Yeah,
the
people
so
in there sometimes do seem very stressed out.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Because
and they're doing the little scrapey thing with the lettuce to reset the whole table, cutting board table, start over.
It's also weird there because sometimes, like, you think you just put one guy on the slicer, you put one guy on the veggies, you put one guy on the bread. And they don't have that. They have a guy that kind of slices, but then he does that weird move where he tries to hold it all with his hand, the meats, and move them over to a different part. I could go in there and give them a few notes. I mean, I don't know they need me because I'm just a regular guy.
Well, I think they can have a secondary table if that meat guy has nothing to do. Because I've seen him cut meat, put it on a sandwich, and then be like, all right, that's not my problem anymore. I don't have anything to do.
Also, they do seem to do this move a lot, which seems like an unnecessary waste of time. And I know this is everyone's favorite fast food place, so they're probably fine without these notes. But they do like to grab that giant hunk of meat out of the fridge and then bring it to the slicer and then immediately put it back in the fridge. Only to know it's going to go right back to the slicer 4 seconds later.
Are you saying there should be a different slicer for every meat so they should just stay out?
I just feel like there's no need for. I know they're doing that to make everything seem fresh. Like, oh, we're pulling the giant, giant ball of turkey out of the thing every time you order. But
I want the fanfare. I want the big giant ball of turkey fanfare.
It's a lot of unnecessary movements there. That's all I'm getting at. But regardless, whatever you're doing is working.
You're the best.
Goddamn delicious. So congratulations. We get into a brand new hour of the show in moments.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.